Alright, next up is Dr. Antonio Delgado Escueda, who's at the Epilepsy Genetics Genomics Laboratory at UCLA. And he's going to talk about setting up a cure for L4 disease. And then afterwards, I think we're going to open it up to discussion where we can all just freely discuss ideas and whatnot. Without further ado, Dr. Escueda.
Well, usually when I give a talk, I'm showing all my data, but I have a different role in this meeting. And I'm quite happy that that all of you are happy, because it's been a grand day. I've learned a lot. And I do wish first to thank Linda and the Rice family and Chelsea, Carolyn. But since you are in a good mood, you had grand meeting, I want to transfer my agitation to you. When I saw the paper that came out of the cystic fibrosis group, and they actually had found a way to cure cystic fibrosis, Lap Chi, who is one of the professors of Burns Menashen, and is the person who actually found the locus and the gene, of course, Collins also. But as you can see in the first part of the slide, working with Vertex, they're already in phase 3 trials. And actually, rather interesting, they had a corrector drug that moves the transmembrane regulator gene to the membrane, and then another drug, a dorman they call, Calideco, who opens the chloride channels to move the, and you know, the patients don't die anymore. They don't suffocate on their secretions anymore. And just this year, my friend Massimo Pandolfo made me rather envious and agitated, because he's already doing phase 1 trials on 3-drugs ataxia. He started with the induced pluripotent stem cells, went to the mice, and now he's doing antioxidant therapy to correct the disrupted iron sulfur biosynthesis produced by frataxin, which reduces expression of the mitochondrial protein. But let me give you a little history of where my agitation originally came from. It came from Gabriel Schwartz. Gabe Schwartz was the first American to describe, at that time, PAS positive inclusion bodies. Lafora had described it in the brain. But Gabe Schwartz showed it was a generalized storage disorder, showed it in the retina, muscle, heart. He happened to be my teacher at the University of Pennsylvania. He knew I was going with James Weingarten to do biochemical genetics, and he was nagging me. Antonio, you gotta find the cause, you gotta find the cure. It didn't stop, you know. Every time we made rounds to see patients. Of course, every time I saw him at the American Neurological Association, it didn't stop. He kept nagging me. So when Jose Maria came to UCLA, it was a little relief for me, which I never told him, when he told me, oh, I'm going to get the gene for Lafora, do linkage analysis, do positional cloning. And as you know, in 95, he published the chromosome locus for Lafora, and 98, 99, independently, Burge and Jose Maria took the gene out. So what's that, 98, 16 years ago, right? We still don't have a cure. So I was quite happy when NIH called me and said, okay, I'm gonna skip what Ian Cornford and us did with the immunoliposomes. Since you're really, you need more time to discuss this. And I got a call and then an email from the epilepsy people at NIH that they were going to release an RFP for the second or third or fourth epilepsy center without walls. 4 years ago, they awarded an epilepsy center without walls for $20 million. And so this one, they expect, I think this month, it should be coming out, the request for proposal. And the due date is in November 2014. I have the address there for you if you want to read more about it. So I thought, oh, be a way to help relieve my anxiety here, my agitation, especially since this meeting with you is coming about. And I thought, well, we could convince you folks all to organize. And Burge, actually, in the talk last night, he outlined the many ways you could look for a cure on the level of DNA, RNA, and protein. And this morning we had a good lecture on the Niemann Pick type C, where they used induced pluripotent stem cells early. So they were telling us maybe we would find something new if we actually did pluripotent stem cells early in the disease. And everybody's thinking, everybody's doing. You know, in fact, I don't mind telling you, we already use the CRISPR technology for the genes other genes I work on, and we put it in the Drosophila, and we want to do a drug trial. I think Lafora should take priority. It's a fatal disease, very rapidly progressing. And there's some debates you should decide among yourselves. Can we skip some of these things and just do what Anna is doing? Find a drug that actually lowers glycogen and skip other experiments and go to the humans. But anyway, I'm going to end, have you guys discuss. How do you want to form a center without walls? How do you want to organize? The last center without walls had a triumvirate, three PIs. Should you have four or five? That's for you. You need a core service. Of course, you gotta decide specific names, but you know all the areas you want to work on. Should you prioritize which disease mechanism should be corrected? Should you be working on knock-in? I'd like to go and see that. I'd like to see the actual mutations and knock in and see whether the hypothesis you have actually is the same. And then, of course, you need to divide the labor. Many of us think we could do it all by ourselves, but it doesn't work that way. So I'll end you again with this slide. You need a central database can provide fibroblast cell cultures, tissue bank, brains from Lafora disease, neurons from Lafora disease, induced pluripotent stem cells. And you need a coordinator like Carolyn. I already nominated her. And you need a transfusion facility, so I'll stop now. I have other slides, but really, you should start the discussion.